Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
To the fire.
Today on Church and State, X-Files engages in predictive programming.
And the moon is now having moonquakes.
Plus, why does the Bible describe the moon as a light? Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, and once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks.
Yes, we are here. We're here to trigger you, those of you who are on the left. We're here to engage you, those who are on the right. And then also, we're here to rip off the proverbial Band-Aid of what we like to call around here. What do we call it?
It's conspiracy theory.
Okay. I just hate using that term because it's a CIA term.
I know, but
it's red pill time.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about on today's episode, a lot of these predictive programming. You know, a lot of people claim that the Simpsons know the future. No, that's not at all what it is. What the Simpsons engage in is predictive programming. It's either one of two things. Either they're engaging in predictive programming. What that is they show you something that they want to establish within the world. And because you saw it already on a television show or something, you basically poo-poo the idea is, no, this is fiction. This can't be fact, right?
There's no way that they would put this out there.
Yes.
And then it really literally happened. There's just no way.
The other thing that definitely comes into play here is that there is a rule within the Satanists that they have to tell you what they're going to do to you prior to doing so. And then ultimately, it's up to you how you're going to act and if you, or react. If you don't react to it and you just allow them to engage in it, then the fault is on yours or on you. And so there's no blame on them. And so they get a kind of a sick satisfaction in rubbing our faces in their plans.
And then there's this latest theory, which I've shared with you. I believe there's an element of actual prophecy to Hollywood. When they put out this predictive programming, I believe enough times that you do stories, and there's so many different stories that involve these Antichrist characters or the raising up of like, they've even had movies about a young chosen boy who is the Antichrist type figure. You push these ideas enough. I think they literally believe they're prophesying these into existence. There was so much. We've done a story about it, videos that were about 9/11. What it happens just as if they prophesied into being. I actually believe that there's an element of prophecy when they put it
like
out there.
Dark prophecy?
Yes.
I don't think Satan has that much power.
You take inept minds who are just watching TV. You know, like, it's interesting that the Riddler put all these TVs together so that people would watch it. There's enough people seeing it. There's an element of faith. This is an out there thing, but I don't think prophecy is limited to just Christians. I think many people prophesy over their kids every day. You're never going to turn out to be anything. You're a no good nothing. Your father was a no good nothing. You're going to be a no good nothing. That's prophecy. You speak it, it happens. There's an element of Hollywood. They project it enough times. It could be, a lot of times it comes into play. It becomes legitimate. So,
and I certainly don't dispute that parents' words can have an effect on the child and their upbringing, and that you could so damage their psyche that they're always going to believe that they're always going to have self-esteem problems. I don't necessarily agree with you that this is prophecy. It sounds a little bit like just name it, claim it in reverse. And so God in the Bible tells us that he laughs at the plans of the enemy. There's nothing in this world that is occurring that is outside of what God has already planned. And so when I see when you suggest that there might be a dark prophecy that is causing these things to occur,
there is power in witchcraft. Holly
100%,
Weird,
yes.
Holly Weird is using the stage, the whole entire gamut of cinema and media. They are using it in a dark level. It is malevolent.
I agree with that.
It is on a level no different than pagan witchcraft. We just sit there and we like drink our pop, have some popcorn, and some of it goes over our head, but I believe there's power. The Bible's very clear.
There's clear there's power there.
There will be lying signs and wonders.
Yes, absolutely there will be.
There's power there. Just because it's powerful.
No, it's dark. If Satan didn't have power, nobody would follow him. Right. And you look at like the Egyptian sorcerers, right? They were able to mimic a number of God's miracles that occurred there. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, God is always going to have authority over everything
there's
in this world.
There's such a thing as prophetic power in witchcraft. They have their own little soothsayers.
Sure. But they don't have power over Christians. And that's the thing.
Absolutely not.
Right. And so like when you examine like aliens and how they interact with people. And we've had Elia Marzulli on the show before. Every single time that an alien approaches a Christian and the Christian rebukes it in the name of Jesus, that thing flees. And that's one of the biggest proofs that I have that aliens are actually demonic.
And I think, you know, Nostradamus, for example, I believe his prediction power is demonic. There's power even on their side.
I got a story for you. So one of my friends, nameless, had a individual that they were in a conversation with, and this individual told them, I'm kind of famous. And they're like, how are you famous? And they said, well, I'm the head of the Spokane Paranormal Society. I'm a ghost hunter. I almost have my own television show. And so this person was kind of, you know, scared a little bit, but also inquisitive about what was going on here, right? And so this person asked this individual some questions about it, and ask them what these dark spirits look like, because he was saying that he's locked himself inside of abandoned psych homes.
Probably.
No, like psychiatric hospitals.
Yeah. Wow.
Like one in Colfax that's closed down.
Okay.
He locked himself in there for 24 hours, said it was the worst night of his life. Okay. But asked what these demonic or these dark spirits look like. How did he describe them? 8 feet tall.
Ooh.
He said they're giants.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Isn't that not interesting?
Yeah,
this person asked them specifically, where in Spokane should I stay away from if I want to stay away from these dark entities? Okay. Sorry, Hilliard. You were on the list. Okay.
Jeez.
Hilliard was on the list, but they said the absolute worst place for these dark spirits, you're not going to be surprised, Masonic temples.
Wow.
He also said bars as well.
Okay.
Which I can totally see.
Yeah,
absolutely. But very interesting story coming from one of our fans.
That's very interesting. I actually did a worship event in a Masonic temple. That's the very place where John G. Lake actually did his church services. So I'm not contradicting what he said. You know, those are very dark places. When I went in there, I actually found a hidden area. It's an actual, you would never know that built into the floor, there's an actual chamber they would lock initiates into.
Yeah. I didn't know that. John G. Lake had church services in a Masonic temple?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
He absolutely believed that it was a waste of money to build churches. He would rather send the money over to ministries in Africa. He thought the church building, whole concept of building these big gaudy temples, he thought it was a complete waste of money.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this, man. And, you know, I'm not attacking John G. Lake in any way. But if I was a pastor, I would not have a church service in a Masonic temple.
Right. But it's very, very, you know, suspicious, you know, because I've been in there and it feels dark.
I've been in one too. I delivered mail in one and was able to walk in it, and it was like, and I know we're not supposed to
feeling.
Be, but it does. There's
and
a
the
there's
downstairs
a darkness
where
to it.
He had his actual services. I've been in there. It is, there's no light. It doesn't seem very conducive to having a church service, but there was church services that were held in there.
That is wild. You know, we've been talking for 8 minutes now,
but
and 9 minutes
about
now. Hold on. I haven't even brought up churchandstate.media. So, sorry, this is going to be an interesting show for sure. But and I'll go through this kind of quickly. But churchandstate.media, download these shows. This is going to be a great one for you to download. Take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. If it's getting a little spooky in here, if you're a little bit worried about what we're talking about, well, maybe get some storable food so you don't have to lock yourself up in some abandoned psychiatric hospital. You'll be okay. You won't have to worry about the government and some of these other spooky characters. Use that promo code Church and State. Hit the link. You're going to get some great items, and make sure that you're prepared for whatever's going to hit us. Also, we are doing a fundraising thing now. You can go and donate either through cash or through Bitcoin. We have
help
the buttons
us.
Right there.
We want to go to Miami. We want to take our media team. Why? Because Clay Clark of the Reawaken America Tour, speaking to people who are famous, Clay Clark, one of my heroes. The guy makes me nervous. Why? Because he's just he's a hardworking individual. He has invited us to do red carpet on the side of the actual stage interviews of the big names. And, you know, that blesses us to be able to meet these individuals, have them on the show, bring the interviews to you. Hear it from the horse's mouth. This is what Clay Clark has to say about our podcast.
The Church and State podcast that brings you the truth, and they don't apologize for it. You guys do not apologize for your faith and for your freedoms at Church and State. So if you're out there today and you're listening to Fox News or CNN or some sort of woke show that you found on Newsmax or something, stop watching the fake news, the big pharma news, and start watching Church and State. Subscribe today. This is the channel. This is the show you want to be watching to hear the truth, because if it wasn't for great shows like Church and State, this information would not get out to the people.
Well said.
Well said. And I also want to remind everybody as well that we are having a protest September 25th, 5 o'clock at City Hall. They are attacking Christians. It's time for you to show up and say, you know what? You don't censure our faith. Lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. Continuing down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theory, Gabe, you had a video that you wanted to show.
The godfather, would you call him the godfather? Yes,
I would say so.
Yeah, he's getting rounder, so he's becoming a papa. He's gained a lot of weight, but Alex Jones, this is a mic drop moment. This next character we're going to show you out of X-Files is based on him. You know, this next little clip that we show, that they have this whole episode where, you know, a media mogul who's a podcast king, you know, kind of X-Files, you know, guy putting out these crazy, what we call crazy stuff. It's all true.
Yes.
Wouldn't you know it? A lot of the predictions that Alex Jones would be true.
And here's an example of truth right here.
Officials, one of the things aiding in pedophilia on child trafficking is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons? Ah!
Those lawyers are so uncomfortable. I don't know if that was so loud. I don't know if y'all caught that. But what happened is that a lawyer is challenging the fact that he's put out there that pedophiles run an elite ring, taking kids all over the planet and using them for sick purposes. And then without a batting an eye, he literally says, like the Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein. And then, yeah, the judge
panic ensues.
The judge is just losing her ish.
Yes, absolutely. No, Alex Jones has brought so much of what we now know to be true to the public's mind. And I know that Gabe and I certainly cut our teeth on listening to InfoWars. Now, I wanted to bring up something. I talked about it in the beginning, predictive programming. But there's a video. It's about 4 minutes long. I'm going to play it in its entirety for our audience, because you need to hear what the X-Files revealed to us years ago to COVID-19. Go ahead and play that video for us, Chris.
Tad O'Malley has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent. Tad O'Malley. You're talking to
supposed to be Alex Jones.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
But you say they're tampering.
Oh, keep playing it, Chris. Whole thing.
With our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now. What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune systems.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay, so how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact locations.
Exactly, but in this instance used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought brought on by weather wars conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
I don't think I have seen that much truth in television.
Jammed.
Yeah, that is an absolute wild storyline coming out of the X-Files.
All and before it's all ever happened.
Absolutely. Like, so much of this thing, or this storyline, this plot line, seemed fantastical at the time. And now we're living in it. This vaccine that we all know is a weapon, and it's killing people. And this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. You think you've seen death now? Give it another year. And I don't want to be a fearmonger, but I truly believe this in my heart, that you're going to see a death at the scale that you've never imagined before. What the communists were able to accomplish, the globalists, it's literally child's play to them. Everything that they were talking about, the military takeover, how you're being surveilled, how you're being fattened up so that you're dumber, and slower to react. So you cannot be a threat to them. When they're talking about consumerism has taken over and it's become a god of this world, these are all things that have occurred in this country. They're talking about bank holiday. That's exactly how it will go down. One day, and they're dead on with the date as well, or the day as well. It'll be on a Friday, and they will announce a bank holiday so that they can recoup or recover or something like that. And you will wake up and your bank accounts will be drained. This is all either come true or is about to come true.
And we have a couple of, recently in the news, two stories, one that we've already covered. The whole, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, Chandraya 3, moon landing. India gets their first lunar landing. It's completely unmanned. It's the most fakest looking footage I've ever seen. Literally looks like Nintendo, like 12-bit absolute garbage. We also have in the news, if you want to share this tab, if you can show our visitor or online visitors who are watching this, this is a vertical takeoff and landing VTOL F-35 jet. This is our most expensive jet ever produced in service right now. It's called an F-35 Lightning. Now, what officially happened, according to the United States military, is they gave out a phone number. This happened in Charleston, but it supposedly the jet was left in autopilot mode. Somebody left the cruise control on. There were some issues, and
the pilot bailed. Yeah.
Now, they actually put up a phone number. It was, which we called.
You did call it.
843-963-3600. You actually talk to somebody at base defense operations, and you can let them know if, you know, the sippy cup was still in the cup holder on the F-35 for whoever was keeping an eye on this thing. The most expensive plane we've ever had somehow doesn't have a transponder.
Well, that sippy cup, being that these were Marines, the sippy cup was probably full of beer.
Okay. Well, this is to me warrants.
Yeah, there's some interesting conversations about, did the Chinese hack this system? Yeah, I mean, and that's the truth. Like, you know, this does once again rest on Biden's shoulders. Hey, how do you lose something like this? What is this, an $80 million jet, and you lose one and you don't know where it landed? Like,
so you can't, I can track start this? My new car with a key fob and it can track it as well.
Yeah, I mean, they can track you, the citizen. They can track literally everything that you're doing, but they can't keep tabs on an $80 million jet. Kind of like 9/11, when they couldn't track these airplanes that flew into the Twin Towers and then the one that they said flew into the Pentagon, which was actually just a missile. Now, I don't believe them for a second on this one. I think there might be some truth to this idea that the Chinese hacked this system and they were freaking out.
So what is your prediction? My prediction is this. This is saber-rattling. I believe the F-35 on its practice mission encountered... imagine driving your Tesla vehicle, which they say can be hacked by another individual, and you can't control your car. This pilot was shook. He says, I'm out of here. You know, how interesting would it have been had he heard Asian speaking in the background as well?
That's a good question.
We have right now... reports that the F-35 was found, the number when we called. They said that the plane was found. I don't know if that's actual bull or what happened. I frankly don't think that the military, if this was stolen by the Chinese, needed to happen. I think they already have, thanks to the Clintons, all the secret stuff about this. I think this was actual saber-rattling. Coming into when, with just reports of Taiwan had, they measured 103 Chinese airplanes in a 24-hour period, pre this weekend. So there's obviously movement in the
and China's preparing for war. I mean, you can see it. They will most likely invade Taiwan, probably 2024, I would suspect. Now, I got another one for you, Gabe. You ready for this? You ready to go full on crazy on all of this?
Does it involve the moon?
It involves the moon, of course. Okay. And I'm going to go to the Bible for it.
Can
okay.
Can I tell you a story going into this, though? What we have, these moon quakes?
Better make it snappy.
Okay, well, supposedly September 22nd, this Indian lunar module is going to go back online. And there's supposedly been moon quakes going on recently. And some people are blaming the Apollo 17 lunar lander, which is still there on the moon, which I'm sure you don't believe that as well. But this little moon lander is still there. And they're saying that when the sun hits it, it gives off these little tremors. Why the heck are they even bringing this stuff up right now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So tell me what is going on when you were bringing that up,
I jokingly said, and Chris immediately got it, but I said, well, how can plasma tremor? Right? And here's the theory, okay? And it goes along with the flat earth theory, which I've told the audience I'm curious about, that right. I'm not necessarily one, but I'm curious. But the theory goes that the moon is actually its own light source. And there are a number of scriptures that actually point to this as well, okay? So number one, of course, is Genesis 1:6, and it describes the creation of the sun and the moon this way. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. Sounds like it could be a light source to me. We can move on over to Isaiah 30:26, which says, moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, all right, as the light of 7 days. So we have another example here. Over to Ezekiel 32:7, when I blot you out, I will cover the heavens and make their stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give its light. Also, Mark 13:24. So moving on over to the New Testament. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. So we have examples in the Bible that could suggest that the moon is actually a plasma source, a light-giving source, Gabe. I thought I'd bring it to your attention and get your rebuttal on this.
I don't know. I really don't think that it is a singular light source. I think, you know, reflective-wise, it is doing its lesser role, its reflection of our Helios, the big, big ball of light, which I got to ask you, if you believe that the light emitted from the moon is actual, like, light coming from it, do you believe that the sun is actual light coming from it as well? Do you believe that it is a round ball?
I believe the sun is a light source, absolutely.
Do you believe that it is round? It's a sphere itself?
I don't know. I mean, everything, here's the thing. Everything that that science, the government is telling us is now on the table. If they are willing to lie about so many things, then I am at that point in my life where I'm literally rejecting everything and questioning all. And if the flat earth is accurate, if the moon is actually a light source, then who cares? Like, honestly, like, it doesn't affect my faith at all.
No,
I'm just hungry for truth.
That's the cool point, because like these stories that come across, like a base in Germany, gigantic red cube, the size of a football field, seen by over like 50 military personnel. Like, imagine seeing a floating huge square. There's no way that has wings or any type of, that's going to change your faith. You're going to look at it and you're going to think, holy cow, everything that I believe is like, what is gravity? Let me ask you this.
Do you believe that the firmament still exists?
I don't know.
So the Bible talks about the firmament, that we have the firmament.
It's more of an atmosphere term, but yeah.
Okay. And that there was waters above the firmament during the flood, right? And that they came down upon us.
Right.
Right. So if there's a firmament, and I know for a fact that you believe that we didn't land on the moon.
It seems so contrived, and especially like all the missions and their weird satanic connections with Apollos and all these gods. I don't know.
John Glenn and Buzz Aldrin
by far is the biggest reason why I don't believe it happened.
Yeah.
He says it didn't.
I would submit to you that I don't believe that we've ever actually gone to space.
That's a big one too. So there is a thing called the Van Allen radiation belt, which there's some scientists who believe that electronics can't even make it through that, let alone human beings.
Absolutely. The radiation would kill it off. So, hey, it's been a fun show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And hopefully we didn't turn off any viewers, because these are fun questions to have.
It still does not change who Jesus is. It does not change my faith.
Amen. Church and State is sponsored in part by the Constitution Party and Patriot Church.
I'm Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.